KROC.com.
1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM Newsroom. Here's TJ Leverett.
Good morning. 62 in downtown Rochester. It's 9:04. A St. Peter police officer was wounded in a shooting last night, prompting a large law enforcement response and temporary shelter-in-place order for residents. The officer was transported to a hospital, but officials have not released information about the officer's condition. Details about what led to the shooting have not yet been made public. The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension is assisting with the investigation. Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development data indicates the Rochester area experienced a year-over-year loss of 116 jobs last month. That figure represents a significant improvement from April, when the jobs report showed the number of positions in the Rochester area was down by nearly 1,100 compared with April of last year. For the month of May, Minnesota's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate fell a tenth of a percentage point to 4.4%. The national unemployment rate held steady at 4.3%. And the wait is almost over as the 2026 Special Olympics USA Games officially get started in Minnesota tomorrow. Over 3,000 athletes from all 50 states will compete in 16 sports at venues across the Twin Cities, including the University of Minnesota and the National Sports Center in Blaine. Opening ceremonies start at 6:30 tomorrow night at Huntington Bank Stadium on the U of M campus. It'll feature the parade of athletes, the lighting of the cauldron, and performances by Demi Lovato and John Baptiste. Minnesota will have one of the largest delegations at the Games, with nearly 300 athletes competing. More news on the KROC News app. Time for the weather eye.